This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
All right, David, put your banana away. We got to start the show. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
With his banana.
Banana in hand. Tammy Pickard.
Banana free.
And me, Sybil Summers. Waddle's on our board. You can always
banana
call
free.
Us. You're banana free over there, too?
Yes.
All right.
Well, here's the whole thing. Bananas are radio food because you can eat them on the air and no one can tell.
You're right.
Yeah,
and
that's radio food.
Eat them quickly in a commercial break.
Exactly.
No cleanup, no mess.
They have that nice mush to them.
They do, in fact.
Got a good show coming your way today. If you want to call us with your car questions, maybe you're considering getting a car and you need expert advice from David and Tammy, it's easy. Give us a call, 877-881-1053. And as always, you can fan text us at 43733. But that's not all, folks. Oh, no, sir. You can also call AutoFlex because there's a fantastic pre-owned car sale going on at both locations.
There is. You know, we had the tax-free Flex Lease, and that's the sale we do ever so often where we use tax credits to use to take care of the taxes for you on your lease. Well, what we did was we got just a ton of great cars in trade.
Mm-hmm.
2010 pre-owned cars, low-mileage cars, everything from Hondas to Fords to Chevrolets to Cadillacs.
Porsche Cayenne. Here's a few I can just think of from some deals that I finalized this week. Porsche Cayenne, Cadillac Escalade, GMC, 09 GMC, Yukon Denali, which is really a fabulous car.
Yeah.
You got
mm-hmm.
another one. Those are just a few right off the top of my head. Oh, Corvette. What did Ken just take in? Range Rover.
Right.
A big full-size Land Rover, Range Rover.
Yeah. And we also have small cars.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Those
yeah.
are the big fatties.
So anyway.
Got some Honda Civics and Toyota Corollas and Nissan Altimas and so anything you could be looking for.
We got a big pre-owned sale going on this weekend. So if you're thinking about getting a pre-owned car, maybe you're not going to buy a car this time or lease a new car, think about a pre-owned car because somebody else has taken that first-year hit. Mm-hmm. And you save all the money and get a great car. Still got factory warranty. If you want an extended warranty, we can do something on top of that.
That's right.
Are we finished with the commercial now?
And there was something else I wanted to add, but I guess I'll keep it to myself.
I was going to say they're barely owned. I mean, he was saying the 2011 gently. Models already right. available. So be sure to call AutoFlex, 817 or 972-234-1234. Also, the website, AutoFlex.com. You can click on the Facebook link, like the page, follow along with all the stories we discuss right here on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. Let's talk a little bit about car sales.
You know, it's really amazing because with all the lousy economic indicators out there, you know, we've had Uncle Sam's credit rating has been dinged and personal income is down and
stock market,
consumer confidence is low. The automobile business isn't half bad.
No.
And I'm not sure why.
That's
our business
surprising,
is
but
we,
good.
Yeah, we had the best month we have had in 4 years. So I mean, August was a really, really good month for AutoFlex.
Well, I'll toot our horn a little bit. It's not just about cars with us, David. It's about customer service and the whole experience, I think. A big part of our business is our repeat clients, and our clients also send all their friends and relatives to us because they, you know, they want to share the good experience. Not that everybody else isn't doing it just right, but we really do try to make this really simple for our clients. In general, when you go to a dealership to look at a car, you're going to spend 4 to 5 hours from start to finish, from the test drive to all the way through the financing. And that's if you decide to go ahead and get that particular car. If you want to look at several different products, you've got to spend probably a month of Saturdays shop.
It becomes exponential at
yes,
that point.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
And all week long, dealing with a lot of our old clients, they might have had 2 or 3 different vehicles in mind that they are interested in, but they have a budget. Okay, so why don't you save some time? If you have a budget, you can call us because we deal with all makes and models. We can narrow it down and tell you which cars are going to qualify for that budget. You will have an equipment list that you absolutely must have. You have an equipment list that you'd absolutely love to have. And then you have a budget. We can help you narrow that down and make it really simple. Save those 5 hours of every Saturday. You can probably get your new car within a few hours from start to finish, depending upon where the car is, location, etc. make it easy on yourself, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, everybody has the same thing. Everybody wants a car that fits their needs at a price they can afford.
Right.
And so that's where we come in, because we help you narrow that down really, really quickly, mm-hmm. rather than have to go to all of those different places, because we have all the information at hand right there.
So give us a call.
Yeah. So anyway, it wasn't 2006, but it beats the heck out of 2009, I can tell you.
Oh, the way this last month was, that's for sure. Yeah, those days of 2006, 2007, I think those are several years away.
I hope so. I sure hope so. Okay, here we go. BMW recalls 214,000 cars. That's a lot of cars, folks, because of faulty taillights.
You Looks don't like, hear too many BMW recalls.
No, you really don't, because nobody likes recalls. So the government has actually been investigating this since like 2004. Since 2009, the year models go back to 2004. It's three series cars, 325s, 325 XIs, 330Is, 330 XIs, that kind of thing, built between 2001 and 2005. And so far, they have had more than 3,000 warranty claims for these taillights. Faulty contacts in the taillights may cause them to fail, so BMW decided to go ahead and do a full recall on those cars. You will be notified, if you're driving one of them, by your local BMW dealer sometime between now and the end of October.
But if you don't want to wait, you might call their service department, give them your vehicle ID number, and see if you qualify. Apparently, this recall affects the taillight, brake light, and turn signal. The electrical contacts not match, you know, touching properly could cause any of those to fail. And supposedly, there haven't been any accidents or injuries.
Is there not something like a statute of limitations on a recall? I mean, we're talking about only cars that are bankruptcy. 10 years old.
It's according to, yeah, no, there's really not a statute of limitations.
You got to file BK like GM did.
Yeah, the only way you can get out of fixing them is to BK, and then you can claim it's not your responsibility.
But it seems like in 10 years you would have noticed by that point if you had some faulty brake lights.
Oh, well, here's how it goes.
It takes a while. First of all, it takes a while.
First of all,
they don't fail right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the people have to, you know, go into the service department, and you have to have enough claims coming in. So it might have taken a little while for that thing to fail. And then after a certain number, add up, then they decide, okay, now we've got to really look at this as a company. Do we have a problem here? And then they'll investigate their parts, et cetera. So it takes a while for, I mean, look how long it took Toyota to respond to the brake pedal and the
That was a big mistake. We're going to talk about that mm-hmm. a little later in the show, because they should have responded a lot more quickly, probably wouldn't have had the issues they had.
I know what I wanted to add a while ago that I couldn't remember. Check out our website, autoflex.com, to look at some of those pre-owned cars. But everything that we have traded for this last week won't be posted yet, because it's just happening so fast. So make a phone call to find out what we have, or just drive on down.
Yeah, two locations, one in Arlington, one in Richardson. Okay. People regularly pay too much for their automotive insurance, mm-hmm. and it's because they don't know ways to pay less. And, you know, it's an interesting thing, because, first of all, insurance rates change constantly. Mm-hmm. It's according to what state you're in, but they can be higher now than they're going to be 6 months from now. Maybe your driving record, two or three tickets, or five or six in some cases, fall off. If those fall off, guess what? You qualify for a better rate. But what you have to do is be aware of where you are and shop. Mm-hmm. Shop all the time.
For one thing, rates are, you're not locked into your policy. Even if you have a prepaid current insurance company, you know, you've prepaid them for the entire year, you can still cancel the policy at any time, receive a prorated refund, and then it doesn't cost you anything to switch policies to a new company.
And then if you really want to get down to the brass tacks, go online and comparison shop, mm-hmm. because there are tons and tons of online access to different insurance companies, so you can put in your information and get a very, very good idea of what your quote would be from those companies.
So you should definitely shop your websites, the insurance agencies, and ask your friends.
And exactly.
Speaking from experience, I can tell you how much that'll save you. I actually did this with my house insurance. I talked about it on the air before, but I was paying $3,000 not knowing that I could get lower insurance, shopped around, now it's $1,100 a year.
That's huge.
I know. So the same applies for your automobile. All you have to do is call around, give them your info, and they'll get you a quote.
You know, another trick is raising your deductible. First of all, if you've got a $250 deductible, that might actually encourage you to file more claims because you would have insurance paying for part of the claim, even on a $500 claim. But if you raise your deductible, not only does it discourage you from filing a lot of claims, it also costs you a lot less every month for your insurance.
But don't do that, really, unless you don't seem to be a person who has claims, because I have this couple of girlfriends that just always hitting something, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah. If you have a lot of wrecks and stuff.
They need the lowest.
Keep the low deductible.
One of them has a $50 deductible.
Wow.
For the comp.
Yeah. That's unheard of.
Yeah, it's expensive, I'm sure, but.
Her car comes, it looks like it's been in a figure eight race when
I
it comes
swear,
in.
She's oh, like dear. Braille driver. Let me touch that and see if it's up into things. But she's good for the, you know, body shops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so she's stimulating the economy.
She's our number one customer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, finally, get a combination quote. And this is something lot of people don't think about. If you get a quote and insure your house and your car at the same place, they'll give you a heck of a discount.
They will.
And if you've got a motorcycle or a motorhome, roll them all in, find an insurer that does them all, and see how cheaply, because it really can save you a lot of money.
So be sure, especially when we're all trying to save money these days, shop everything. You know, that's just auto insurance, but like you said, your homeowner's insurance, your telephone bill. I guess we don't have any shopping we can do with cable.
Right. Your electricity. You can do that.
Oh, that's right. And you
Boy,
know what?
Well, that's, you know
that's
what,
a whole other subject.
It is, too, because there's some great deals out there, and there's some deals out there that are not so great. You know, a lot of people sign something like an ARM mortgage. It's an adjustable rate in electricity company. And in the past couple of months, they found out that their electricity rate could go from $400 a month to $1,100 a month because of usage. What they do is they sign on for this. As long as your usage is really low, the price is really low. But when your usage goes up, like when it gets to be 174 outside, then the price goes way up.
Well, they're about to save a bunch because the weather's supposed to turn and be friendly to us again.
Okay, real quickly, Fantext, can you give a brief description of Autoflex, a brief comparison of Autoflex to a conventional dealer when it comes to leasing a car? I've been listening to you guys on the air for a while. And been trying to sell you to my, I can't see what the last thing is.
Friend. Anyway, trying to sell you to
maybe
probably
friend.
Friend.
Yeah. Okay, here's the difference. It's the way we do business. You deal with one person. They do everything for you. More than likely, they've been in the car business for at least 10 years. I would think almost everyone that works at Autoflex. And more than likely, they've been at Autoflex for more than 5 years, certainly maybe 10. They know every make. They know every model. They're aware of all the leasing programs. We have a computer system that shows us every leasing program out there so you can see where the best deal is on the car. We can see Hondas, Fords, Chevrolets, ours. We can see everyone's.
And we have multiple lenders.
We have multiple lenders, yeah. A lot of times you go to a car dealership and they're going to be married to the manufacturer's financing program. So a GM dealer will use GMAC or Ford. We'd use Ford, BMW, BMW. We're going to have a number of different lenders that offer programs on that car. Now, what are the chances of us with multiple lenders having a better deal than a dealer that's just got one lender? Pretty good. Now, I'm not saying we always have the best deal because we don't, but a lot of the time we do, and at least we know where the best deal is.
And I'd like to add a little bit to that. Everybody that works there also knows all the ins and outs of leasing, so we can guide you and tell you if you really should be leasing or not. Not everybody should. And another thing is we have flexible programs. They made our name Auto Flex because we can be a little more flexible with our lease terms. If you need a 45-month lease, well, that's what we can do for you.
Right.
If you need 14,500 miles per year, we can do that for you.
If you don't want to pay anything going in?
We can do that.
Yeah.
And another thing is, since we deal with all makes and models, once you lease one car from us, typically you're going to come back over and over because we don't have a, you know, we're not limited to any brands. And once you develop a relationship, you see how easy it is. I mean, we have clients that have done 15 cars with us over the years.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, Tammy just prepared an email to be sent out to all of our old customers that says, hey, how's your car doing? Do you need tires? Call us. We can help you. Dents and dings? Call us. We can help you.
How you doing on your miles?
Exactly. Windshield cracked? Call us. We can help you. Because that's what we do. So that's sort of the difference. Because usually you go to a car store, you deal with a guy, you never see the guy again.
Right.
Because you get a different brand car the next time and you can't deal with him. And with Autoflex, no matter what brand you get, you can always come back and deal with the same guy and he's going to still be there.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you don't, well, and but if he doesn't, then you get reassigned to a new person and they will know everything about your account. And it's really an easy. So I think that, you know, while everybody kind of offers the same thing, we try to cater to the client a little bit more. And we're just very flexible, mobile. Our guys will bring a car out to show you if that's what you don't have time. We'll come to you. You don't have to come to us. So makes it really simple.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That's
and
the difference.
I just want to mention one more thing. I had a client come in the other day who... Oh, I remember when he was a kid and his parents got him a car for graduating high school. And now he's married and getting a car for the family for, you know,
watched
the next
grow
phase
up.
Of their life. And I'm like, I can't believe you're all grown up. He just thinks I'm a big old dork. But it amazes me that clients stick with us for so long and then their kids start coming to us.
You get the kiddos too.
So, hint, hint, it's a good experience.
There you have it. Up next, we're going to talk about the top U.S. cities for speed traps and find out if DFW is on the list. So stay tuned. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. It is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, me, Sybil. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock, so you still have time to call if you're maybe considering getting into a new car and you have some questions about it. David and Tammy are here for you. 877-881-1053. Also, you can fan text us, 43733. And you can even call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, long distance, and autoflex.com on the World Wide Web, where you can also click on the Facebook page, like Autoflex, and read all of the stories we're going to do on the air this morning and a lot of other car news.
Well, here's a story. Northbound 75 is backed up right down here at the station because there's been a little crash
That's
on the
northbound
true. Side.
Yes, there's a silver car down there that used to have a front end on it.
No front end anymore.
Yeah, northbound 75. There's a number of policemen and a dead car.
Yeah.
The good news is what appears to be the driver is standing outside talking to the officers, so I think everybody's safe.
Yes. That is definitely good news, but
If you're on northbound 75 before Fitchu, get off.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, because you're going to get stuck for a while.
Don't go north unless you can get on well past the accident. So, there you go. There's the traffic and weather. It's hot outside, and it's piled up on 75.
Very
That's
true.
Unusual.
Very true.
How unusual for 75 to have a...
Okay, quick fan text. How does a lease work if you're negative $10,000 or so? Well, that's a lot of negative. It can work, but it'll take a combination of a car that's got a lot of rebate on it and a
excellent credit.
Yes, and a really good lease program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it can be done.
It can.
Very likely. The days of the huge rebates and big discounts of 07, 08, are over, but there still are some deals.
Rebates were down again in August. Mm-hmm. They were down another 6%, so that's just a little bit of industry stuff.
Macroeconomics, supply and demand.
If you're $10,000 upside down in your car, your payment is not going to go down when you trade.
Right.
You get the emails, I'm $10,000 upside down, I'd like to get a new car, and I need to lower my payment. Well?
Not going to happen.
Nah. Not really.
You've got to think about that math. If you're $10,000 negative, you're adding $10,000 to whatever car you're getting next.
Mm-hmm.
$10,000. $1,000 is on a 4 to 5 year payment is $25 to $30 a month that you're adding per thousand.
Right.
So you've got to.
It's $50 a month, basically.
There you go.
No, I'm sorry.
That's $100
Yeah.
Something.
A lot of bucks.
$300. $300.
No math on the air.
I know, right?
Yeah.
$200.
Okay, speaking of speed traps.
$55.
And you know, people used to text us in on the speed traps. Remember?
Yes.
We had that public service. If you're out there and you see a speed trap, text us because we'll let everyone know where it is.
Exactly.
Because we want to help the police.
Well, that's where they're giving out the driving awards.
Driving awards. Exactly.
Awards.
Now there are 25 top cities for driving awards listed on the list I'm holding in front of me. And these are from the National Motorist Association. They have analyzed the top speed traps in the United States and Canada so that everyone can know if the city they live in is living off their driving record or not. So the number one, and this was really surprising, Livonia, Michigan.
What?
Yeah, Livonia, Michigan. They have 27.9 speed traps per 100,000 residents.
Let me tell you what, that state is really struggling, so I'm not surprised.
Do you know who is from Livonia?
Who?
Mike Madonna.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Birthplace Mike Madonna. How about that?
There you go.
Interesting tidbit, Waddle.
Well, very good.
Maybe it's because the cops have nothing else to do also, so they set up speed traps.
But you got to think about how much revenue they've lost with just the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As we go down the list, Windsor, Ontario is second. Orlando,
I guess they're talking about this continent.
Orlando, Florida. I said U.S. and Canada. Orlando, Florida. Now, think about all the tourists that are in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
That tourist money.
Las Vegas. That's another one.
Again, think about all those tourists. Las Vegas.
Denver.
Number three. Denver, five. Reno, number six. Tampa, number seven. Colorado Springs. Now, that one surprised me because it's such a small city. But it's number eight on the list.
People travel through there.
Austin, Texas,
number three nine. Texas cities made it.
Austin, San Antonio, and Houston are on the list. Houston being number 18. Guess what city is not on the list?
Dallas.
Yeah, or Fort Worth.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good. But if you do see an officer giving out driving awards, you can text us the location, and we'll share that information.
Well, now that school's back in session, let me all just warn you, in Richardson, Texas, do not speed.
Speaking
in Richardson, Texas, on Beltline, very close to 75, huge speed trap all the time, just letting you know.
Okay, Smokey in a blue Charger taking pictures at southbound 75 and Beltline in Richardson. There you have it, Ghost.
You know what?
I didn't even see
living
that
proof.
One.
I passed him on my way in. He had somebody pulled over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's probably the same cop.
The service roads through Richardson, forget it. Don't speed there. Don't speed coming off the ramps. And don't cross the double or the solid white line. Let me just tell you, I've already heard all the stories from people that work at Autoflex and clients that come see us about all the speed traps. And then on Beltline, all through that school zone, they park and they stand back there on the side streets with their radar guns.
Okay, some more fan text real quick. This is Sam, and my credit is not exactly perfect, but I make good money now, and I have bank statements to prove it. Sam, we can help you. Now, we may not be able to lease you a car right now. You may have to rebuild some credit before we can lease you a car, but we'll have a really good program through our AutoFlex 2 program that'll help you finance a car and get a great car and a monthly payment you can afford.
And the important thing is a lot of clients do start there, and as their credit rebuilds, we can, you know, move them through the different types of car financing. So since we do the high-risk credit as well as the perfect credit, you've got it made with us.
Okay, here's a really, really good fan text. What can I do to get my title? My lender is no longer in business, and I can't get my title. Here's what you do. You contact the Department of Motor Vehicles, State of Texas. Give them all of the information that you have on the lender and your car, the VIN number and all that stuff, and they will help you get a title to that car. That's going to be the Department of Motor Vehicles in Austin. And you can go to dmv.org and get them that way, .state.tex.us.
Because you can always get a duplicate title. The key is the lender is no longer in business, so getting it signed off, getting your lien released is the kicker, and that's what they can do for you.
Well, and somebody else has got the title.
Right.
I mean, that lender has sold that, or it's been assigned to somebody else, and the state will be able to tell them. And then finally, sorry to bother you again. You're not bothering us, but are you able to lease, or is it worth to lease a Subaru WRX STI? That's a great car. I love those cars.
I know nothing about that car. I know that's the fast little Subaru.
It's a little rocket. Yeah, it's a great car, and it leases well. So you bet it is. It'll save you probably 35, 40% of what your payment would be. If you don't plan on keeping the car but maybe 4 years or 5 years, it's a much better way probably than buying it.
And here's a typical question. Should I lease? How do I know if I should lease? What you do is you determine how long you really want to keep that car. And if it's 3 to 5 years, leasing. Because most people will buy a car, finance it 5 to 6, but trade it at 3 to 4 and then be upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Scratch all that. If you don't want to keep that car for 10 years, then you should definitely lease it. Because you can do a 5-year lease if you want to. And that way you have the lowest possible payment. You've gotten the best years out of that car's life. It's kind of like the best way to get married.
On a lease.
I keep hearing that, you know.
Yeah,
I just want a lease.
It's like a test drive, yeah.
That's what Richie Witt from Rage says.
You really like it at the end.
He says you sign up for 3-year contracts,
right.
And then if you like the person still after 3 years, you sign up, you re-up for another 3 years.
Right. Okay,
well, you can buy it at the end. That's the nice thing. If you love the car, you can keep it.
We've got great, great listeners. Speed Trap, Farmers Branch, Midway at Sigma. They appear to be notorious, it says. And also at the south end exit of DFW Airport. If you're exiting DFW South, be very slow as you do it.
No, what I like is what the Texas copper waiting at south exit of DFW Airport. A copper. Kind of reminds me of Bonnie and Clyde days.
Uh-huh.
Hey, copper.
Okay, another fan text. Are there high mileage lease plans? I drive 400 to 500 miles a week. I don't want to be hit by penalties. Yes, we can write a lease for pretty well any number of miles that you might be considering. So it's one of the things you get when you deal with Autoflex. If you go to a dealer, more than likely they're not going to have a plan that'll carry more than 15 or 18,000 miles. We can write a plan for any number of miles that you might be driving.
And if they do, the excess mileage charge might be so severe that the end of term penalty.
Oh,
you know,
we got a break, don't we?
Could be negative for you.
We got a break. Okay, we'll come back after the break with it.
Oh, all now right. Y'all have to now you have to wait because David's excited and we've got a hanger.
Stick around. More to come on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Autoflex Lease,
oh yeah. We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, me, Sybil Summers, here for another half hour. So if you have a question about a car, now's the time to call. 877-881-1053. You can also fan text us at 43733, and you can call Autoflex. Today's a good day because the pre-owned car sale's going on.
817 or 972 234-1234. See a lot of those cars at autoflex.com if you want to preview them there. But as Tammy said earlier, a lot of the cars that we have right now, we've gotten within the past 3 or 4 days, so they won't be online yet, but they are available at both locations, ready for you to buy or lease.
That's right, Richardson and Arlington, so you're never too far away from an Autoflex leasing.
And they can come to you.
That's
we
true.
We can come to you if you're trapped at work or trapped at home with three little kids and can't get out to test drive that minivan or SUV, please call us. We will come to you. We cater to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fantext, I just hit 19,000 miles on my Volvo C30. Got it new from Autoflex in 09. I have 825 credit. Can I trade it now? More than likely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's an interesting thing that has happened in the leasing business. The residual values or the end values that we were using on cars dropped rather precipitously in 2008 and 2009 because the used car market had changed. Now there's a shortage of used cars, so used cars are worth more money than anyone had planned on them being worth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got an 09 and you're in a lease, more than likely you can trade and you probably have equity.
Especially if you did it with us because of all of our different programs. Many times we'll choose a more conservative residual even if the payment is just a few dollars different than the higher residual, because it gets you in a better position to trade, because so many people really do want to trade even before their lease is up. So always call us because we're looking at that kind of a situation too.
But seriously, if you're one of the great leases we just did, we took a 2010 Toyota Land Cruiser in trade.
Right.
And that was a 2010 that was leased in 2010, and they actually had equity in the vehicle.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's really, really great.
And kudos to you, Fantexter, for having 825 credit.
How about that?
Greatness.
Yeah. Woohoo. Who knows? Where's Selma, Texas? Selma, Texas, down by San Antonio, is the worst speed trap in the country. Well, they didn't make our list, but I'll take your word for it. Esteline up on 287. Esteline in Memphis. Yeah, they got some police up there.
They did.
Yeah.
Also, somebody's moving to Ohio. Is a flex lease a viable option? Absolutely. We are nationwide. We can lease it to you here. Even if you move there, that's not a problem. If you live there, you can still call us. We do cars all over the place. One of my old customers moved to Utah, but she still calls me for cars. She does not want to start fresh with anybody up there. She knows us well, trusts us, and we take good care of her.
And so she dials toll-free, 888-234-1234.
And what we do is we'll usually send someone up, pick up her old car, and they drop off her new car at the same time.
Oh, that's easy.
Yep.
All right. So let's get into some more of our news stories. There's a lot of stuff making the headlines this week.
Yeah. You know, the German car manufacturers seem to be immune from the economic turmoil that's gone on with all the rest of the car makers. It's really interesting. And when you look at the organics to it, it's interesting as to why they are, because they didn't take any bailout money and they don't have anyone telling them how to build cars or where to sell them or who to sell them to, or who to sign deals with,
or who they can't fire,
or who they can't fire.
What they can't do.
You know, Rahm Emanuel, who was the chief of staff for President Obama early in his administration, he says you never want to let a good crisis go to waste. And what he means by that is when you're in business and you have a crisis like that, you have to get well quick. You have to make decisions that are tough decisions in order to keep profitable and to stay in business. And a lot of these companies that got bailed out in this country and also in Europe are now partners with the government. So take, example, France, Peugeot Citroën and, boy, that was easy, Peugeot Citroën and Renault, they both had to be bailed out. And so then they had to sign deals with the French government, deals that said they couldn't move a factory to a place that it might be cheaper to manufacture their product. Deals that said they couldn't fire anybody that was French.
So,
it doesn't. Okay, now you got a really bad employee. He's a cancer. He's ruining your entire production line. You can't do anything with him
because you took money from the gov.
Because the government's telling you how you got to do your business. The Germans never did that. BMW and Mercedes made tough decisions. They did terminate people. They cut back. They cut their spending. They stayed profitable, and they learned, and they came out leaner than they were before with lower cost of operations. So now they've become profitable much more quickly than a lot of their competitors in Europe because they did the right things. They didn't waste a good crisis.
So do you lance the blister, or do you put a Band-Aid on the blister?
Yeah, you lance it. Yeah.
Anyway.
Interesting.
Well, you know, if you've got an issue, now's the time, you know, while things couldn't get any worse, that's when you take care of stuff.
What's that saying? Difficulty is just opportunity in disguise or something?
It's really just really sounds hard similar to see that when you're in the middle.
Right.
Trust me, because the last couple of years in the car business have really, really been tough. And at Autoflex, we did the same thing that the Germans did. We made tough decisions. We cut our expense structure. We renegotiated contracts with suppliers. And we managed to get leaner, and that's why we came out as we are now, which is we're
still
doing
here.
Great.
We survived.
Yeah, we survived. And so many of our competitors, there's tons of lease companies that are no longer in business.
There were.
Yeah.
Speed trap on West Park Boulevard in Plano from Custer to the tollway.
There you have it.
That's right. If you see a speed trap or if you see an officer awarding driving awards, feel free to fan text us, 43733. Let's talk a little WikiLeaks.
You know, it's interesting. You hear all of the stuff about the government and WikiLeaks, but WikiLeaks releases a lot of information that maybe has to do with the government, but also industries. And one of the interesting things that came out this past week, whether you agree with the leaks or not, is that when Toyota had all its problems and they were having to go before Congress, the president of Toyota was, and answer questions and stuff, they were really, really afraid that it was going to cause a rift between America and Japan and trade agreements. I don't know if everybody remembers, but like in 1987, President Reagan, he instituted some very, very tough trade tariffs because at that time there were some Japanese computer companies that were dumping computer chips onto our market. And our manufacturers, Silicon Valley guys, were not able to compete price-wise because the labor costs were so much less in Japan. So what it was doing was it was driving our home businesses out of business. President Reagan says, hey, that's great. We're going to put 100% tariff on everything you import into the United States. As a result, our industry came back. The Japanese stopped having to dump. They couldn't dump, you know.
They were flooding our market.
They were flooding the market, and they could no longer flood the market. And the trade balance went back to where it should be. So when the recalls came up and the unintended acceleration.
I just laugh at that term.
Okay. Yeah, unintended. Anyway, when that happened, they really, really worried about that. There's WikiLeaks released a lot of communication between the United States and Japanese diplomats during that time, and the Japanese were very, very afraid that we were going to retaliate in some way.
So 100%
sort
tariff.
Of an interesting thing.
That is interesting.
Yeah, because no one here ever thought about that.
That might be a nice way to bring some of our businesses back.
Well, you have to take action to do that, though. Okay. Moving right along. President Obama did take action this week, and it was a strange action for him. He asked the EPA to back off the draft ozone standards that they had said that they were going to institute. And the reason he did is he said that he is underscoring the importance of reducing regulatory burdens on industry, which is a nice change.
So they can have some growth.
Exactly, because we've not seen this before. In fact, the EPA is possibly responsible for moving the, probably responsible for moving the steel industry from the United States to Japan, because it costs so much to meet their standards here that manufacturing went off to our competitor, I guess you could say.
So when you think about trying to eliminate the pollution here, you're also going to eliminate production.
Exactly.
Because producing something is going to pollute something.
Right.
So if we stop producing, we stop polluting, and they pollute theirs, they produce it, they make all the money.
So it's interesting because his main voter base tends to be very EPA supportive, and now his voter base is getting mad at him because he's not doing enough with the EPA.
I'm sorry, but you cannot please everybody all the time. You can't eliminate pollution and have growth in manufacturing at the same time. It's not possible. Okay. That's political.
It is.
All right, here's a fan text. We tried, let's see, finally found one with, okay, I can't read it all. Sorry. It's too long.
Something about Infinity had deadlines.
All right, they tried to lease a car from us, went back and forth for several days. They had a deal with Infinity, but they had to make the deal before the program changed.
Yeah,
didn't like that deadline, so walked away. Your thoughts? Programs do change every month.
Yes, they do. And September 1st was actually the month or the date that a lot of residuals will change. Most programs don't change that much, though. So probably what you were dealing with was just sales pressure. Somebody trying to make a deal before the first of the month. And salesmen do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, here's the thing. Validly, yes, the program will change. Materialistically, how much does that mean to you? Probably not, but a couple of bucks a month, maybe.
Sometimes. Not necessarily with our programs, because what we're looking at primarily are residuals. But then, like, when we have our tax credits and our tax reflex lease, that deal does go away when we run out. So it's likely that even Infinity's program changed. If they had a rebate of $2,500 or an incentive to do a lease, and that ends on September 1, that's just it. They do have programs that will make a big difference, but usually it's small. Call us back. Let's see what we can do this month. That's what I would suggest.
Well, and our deal may be better than their deal now.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. Finally, one quick story before we go to break again. We've covered this a little bit, but this came back out in the news this week. Hybrids. And let me tell you why I picked the story up. I was walking through a parking lot. I stepped off the curb, and a Prius came flying by, and I had no idea it was there.
It
came
quiet.
From my right. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was behind me
fast.
Into the right. And he made a turn right where I was going to walk. It really startled me. Then all of a sudden, the idea of making these cars make noise started to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's another push by the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration to install noisemakers of different kinds on cars. And now if you go to autoflex.com and you click on the Facebook icon and you like us, you can go to this story and you can hear the sounds that are being proposed for the Fisker, for the Prius, for the Nissan Leaf. And the cool thing is they're all electronic sounds. They sound like something out of
like
Star
laser
Trek.
Laser beams?
Yeah. Yeah, they've got like laser beam sounds and that kind of thing. You know, it's really different kind of stuff. So if you go to our Facebook page, you can actually hear the proposed sounds. Tammy had a great suggestion. What did you suggest that all those cars sound like?
The ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows.
Kids will know. I mean, they may come out running, but they do know to stay out of the street when the ice cream truck comes.
I would like it if you could choose your own, you know, like the way you do with ringtones.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would always think, you know, if you had a Prius and you could make it sound like a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. Or a lawnmower.
That'd be fun.
Lawnmower.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break, but don't go away. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Oh, Tammy's in the studio doing the leg guitar. Welcome back. We're having fun here on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, me, Sybil, here in studio for you, taking phone calls 877-881-1053. Also, fan texts at 43733. And you could call AutoFlex
either 817 or 972-234-1234. You should call AutoFlex.
Definitely.
Yes. If you need a car, a new car, a used car, buying a car, leasing a car, give us a call.
And why else should they call you?
Because we're the good guys.
That's right.
Okay, fan text. We've got a whole bunch of fan texts that say that the electric cars should sound like the Jetsons car.
I like it.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another fan text. What's y'all's take on the new Ford Explorer? I've been thinking about buying one. He should lease that car. It's a great car. We reviewed the car 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and it is a great, great vehicle. It heavy feeling, quiet, lots of great equipment on it, all the neat stuff.
You can get a turbo four-cylinder that gets you 25 miles per gallon on the highway in a three rows of seats SUV.
And you can actually sit in the third row, which even if you're a grown-up.
Chris, our rep, he got back there. He's about 6 foot five. But he got back there, folded up his knees, and he had headroom because they, you know, the sunroof comes back, and then they've raised that little back area. So an adult could actually sit back there now. I wouldn't want to go to Tulsa.
Well, you know, the other thing is it's got all that neat equipment. You know, it's got an auto park that parallel parks for you that really works. It's got a rear view camera on it that also has an enlargement feature. So if you can't see for sure what's behind you, you can actually make it bigger.
You can zoom in.
You can zoom in on it. It's got lane change awareness or blind spot awareness. So if you've got someone in your blind spot, it warns you if you can't see them on the mirror, and it makes an audible sound. Just a lot of
the Sony Sync system.
Yeah, Sony Sync system. Really cool. Like the vehicle a lot, yes.
Comfortable. The seats were comfortable. Yep. Loved the power. Even in that four-cylinder turbo, it was plenty peppy enough.
So as far as SUVs, it's really sort of the first of a different kind of SUV. They've always been sort of nicely equipped for Ford, but
that now
this one is.
It's nicely appointed on the inside. It's just dressed up a little bit more. I feel like it's just a cut above, you know, because it's almost actually competing when they had Mercury and Lincoln building the same vehicles and the dressy stuff. Hey, Waddle, hit the music.
No, I hit that. I'm really sorry. Oh. I was clearing my throat. I was trying to hit my cough button, and I accidentally hit the brake button.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
Little behind the scenes for you, fan fans.
All right, let's
Anyway, we love the Ford Explorer. Go get one.
Get move Sybil's hands away from there, okay?
Tying them behind my back right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Okay, Bob Lutz is rejoining General Motors, and this is sort of really big news because Bob Lutz is a guy with 40 years in the automotive business who was just a great, great contributor to General Motors for many, many years. But also, I mean, he was part of Chrysler when they built the Viper and the LH series. In fact, Lee Iacocca said that Lutz actually should have replaced him when he left as head of Chrysler. But at the time, he and Lutz were arguing about something. So he had somebody else that he put in there who was responsible for their marriage with Daimler, which was a nightmare. But Lutz was also the vice president of Ford. He's responsible for the Ford Sierra and also the development of the original Ford Explorer. And if you start looking at what he did at General Motors, the Pontiac GTO, the Saturn Sky and the Pontiac Solstice, the G8, the Malibu, the Buick Enclave, he's been responsible for so many great cars. So that's really good news for all you GM fans out there. He's a super good guy. He's 79 years old and still very, very sharp, very active, and has 40 years of experience. So that's going to help GM. He stayed with GM until the bankruptcy hearing. And he chose to leave at that time because he said he was afraid that he was going to have to build cars that the government told him to and not that his customers told him to.
Mm.
He's a smart guy.
I love the Pontiac Solstice. Do they still make that?
Nope.
Oh, darn it.
One of the best-looking cars that
Pontiac,
they ever built.
Oh, Pontiac.
They're out of business.
We need to have some rallies, I've decided, for some, you know, the car's no longer there. You know, we might start. Well, I mean, stuff from like this last couple of decades.
Well, the Honda CRX.
Speaking of, the end of the Mitsubishi Eclipse is being marked by Mecum Auctions, and they're going to sell the last Mitsubishi Eclipse ever built. And it is a coupe that is built with the SE trim level, which they never built. So this is a special car. It's going to be sold at auction. On September the 17th at 1:55 p.m., and you'll be able to watch that on the Mecum auction on TV on the Discovery Channel's HD Theater. So be sort of interesting, the very last eclipse. Now, and this is a quote from them. They said it was the most successful sports coupe ever sold, imported sold, in the United States. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but there was, yeah.
I had an eclipse.
Let me tell you what, everybody had an eclipse.
I loved it.
They sold a zillion of those cars. Actually,
I used to
They sold slightly less than a million of them, but that's a lot of darn cars. Mm-hmm. So the last eclipse ever built being auctioned through the Mecum.
They had that turbo that made it super fast.
Yes, they did. What's the review on the new Ford Flex? I like the Flex an awful lot.
We'll review it in the future. There's not enough time, but it has awesome Sony Sync features and all the cool stuff. And the new body style, the newer version that came out, much better than the original, I think.
How much to lease a new Honda CR-Z at 20,000 miles a year? I'm really sorry we don't have the Flex Lease computer system here. I can't tell you.
It'll be reasonable.
It'll be very reasonable.
All Hondas lease well.
Yeah. And someone typed in with a big exclamation point, DeLorean, which brings us to the last story.
Flux capacitors.
Yes. There's a possible laser-powered car in everyone's future. Charles Stevens at Laser Powered Systems is working to build a turbine electric generator powered by thorium, by a thorium laser. And I don't have a lisp. Thorium is a mildly radioactive material that's as abundant as lead, and what they do is they use this laser to heat water and turn the turbine. He says a 335-horsepower engine would weigh about 500 pounds, and 1 gram of thorium is equal to about 7,500 gallons of gasoline.
Wow.
Which means that 8 grams, which is a tiny, tiny amount, would power a car for about 300,000 miles. I'm not sure if it has a flux capacitor or not.
So that's coming out, or that's just what some guys working on?
Oh, no, they're working on it. That's in the future.
BMW's working on laser, too.
Yeah, BMW's trying to build laser headlights. I think they're sort of jealous of Audi with their LED lights, mm-hmm. and which Audi's become very, very famous for. So now they're working on laser headlights so that they will actually have a laser that would go through a lens and put out a light that would be extremely bright, that would last forever, that would also be tiny. Because you wouldn't need a big headlight anymore. Mm-hmm. They put out so much light.
I like the idea of the laser engine because 1 gram of that thorium equates to, what, 300,000 miles? It would power you for 300,000 miles?
That's a long time.
To never have to stop and get gas again?
I love that.
Really good.
Love
You'd have to fill your water tank up ever so often, though.
That'd be bad
it's
for
a steam
station.
Turbine.
Okay, so yeah. I could do that in the backyard.
Okay, finally, and we're going to have to modify this one up, but we'll close out with this. There's a... There was a guy that was busted for drinking, driving.
Distracted driving.
And having sex at the same time.
How would you do all that at once?
Well, you need help. and guess where
at
it happened?
At least with one or two of those things.
Guess where it happened? Kentucky.
Oh, boy.
How does it all? It's Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama, right? George Howard is facing several criminal charges after his arrest. This morning, this was dated 2 weeks ago, so in the morning, because he was driving his 2006 Ford pickup while swerving from lane to lane. At one point, he collided with a curb. He was having difficulty because he was driving, drinking a beer, and he and his 53-year-old female partner were participating in something else at the same time.
Wow.
While he was driving and drinking beer. So, you know, I'm just saying... Is he a really great multitasker, or do we have a real problem here? I don't know. That's it for me, folks.
A little column A, a little column B. That's all the time we have. Thanks to Waddle on the board. Chris Arnold's coming up next for David Blessingame and Tammy Pickard. My name is Sybil Summers. You can always call AutoFlex 817 or 972-234-1234. This is a good time to do it. Ask about the pre-owned car sale going on right now. Also, head to AutoFlex.com, click on the Facebook link, and follow along with all the stories we talked about today.
Be safe and enjoy the holiday weekend.
That's right.
See you, folks.